Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Sean sent me an interesting case out of Arizona. The story's from ABC 15, the TV station there. And it's about an attorney who got in trouble. And then even after he got in trouble, he kept doing what he's accused of doing originally. And he won't stop. So disbarred serial sewer attorney blocked from filing new cases. And here, sewer is S-U-E-R. It's not a real word, but it sounds like sewer as in the things that you see water run into. But we're talking about somebody filing serial lawsuits, filing a lot of lawsuits. And Dave Biskobing wrote the story for ABC 15 Arizona. And a disbarred attorney, an attorney who is no longer allowed to practice law or represent others, has continued to file hundreds of disability lawsuits on his own behalf. And he's been permanently blocked now from filing new cases in Arizona's federal district court without permission. So he's getting around the restriction because he's not representing anybody else. He's claiming to represent himself. So he's filing lawsuits on his own behalf. He's filed hundreds of them where he says that he has been discriminated against due to disabilities. And he's then filed lawsuits, hundreds of them. And a judge officially labeled him a vexatious litigant. A vexatious litigant in a scathing ruling that compared his lawsuits to legal extortion and stated that he habitually over-exaggerates his injuries. And when somebody gets injured that often, you kind of wonder about it, wouldn't you? In total, the court finds that his litigation tactics are frivolous and harassing, the judge wrote. The vexatious litigant motions are granted and the court will enter an order to enjoin further abuse. Enjoin is a fancy word meaning to stop. Stop. In order to stop further abuse. It actually means to forbid. It's going to forbid further abuse. This guy's been in the news for a while because he was famous for filing these kinds of lawsuits on behalf of an organization. But by officially designating him as a vexatious litigant, he will now need permission from the court before he can file any lawsuits in the U.S. District Court of Arizona. So he, if he wants to, he can prepare a lawsuit and hope to file it. He can then approach the court and say, I would like to file this lawsuit. May I have permission to do so? And then what will happen is the court will have a hearing and look at the lawsuit in light of his previous filings and determine whether they should allow this to proceed. And that extra step is probably enough to discourage most people who've been told the courts don't like what you're doing. So far, two other district courts in California have also hit the same attorney with that designation. He had filed approximately 200 cases after he lost his law license, which was first suspended in 2018 and eventually revoked a year later. He's now filing cases pro se, which means on his own behalf, and listing himself as the disabled person in these actions. So he's saying, I'm the plaintiff, I've been injured, and I'm representing myself. You know what they say about that? The lawsuits are filed in either state or federal courts in multiple states, including Arizona, California, Hawaii, Washington, New Mexico, Oregon, and Colorado. One of the cases was filed against a Comfort Suites hotel along I-17 in Phoenix. The manager of that hotel said that the attorney made a settlement demand of $7,500. And they said that if they didn't agree to that, that the man was then going to go to court and ask for more money. When asked his opinion about the case, the manager said it was scum. The attorney has alleged multiple access violations against the Comfort Suites. One was a parking space that had a pitch of 1.5 degrees instead of the required 1.48 degrees. Another was a toilet that had the handle on the wrong side. An attorney in Arizona who's represented businesses in hundreds of cases involving this attorney filed the motion to label him a vexatious litigant in October. No longer constrained by the rules of professional conduct, his claims are more frivolous and his demands are more outrageous, the attorney wrote. And this is the interesting thing, is that attorneys, I've mentioned before, are held to particular standards with their pleadings, with their behavior, with how they present themselves to the court, with statements they make. And so technically, what's kind of weird, the guy, when he was an attorney, was held to these high standards. The second he becomes a non-attorney, technically, he can argue and say, I'm not held to those standards, I'm not an attorney anymore. But most courts are going to look at him and go, but you ought to know better. You used to be an attorney. You did go to law school. You did at one point in time at least pass a bar somewhere, didn't you? You must have. So in an initial response to the motion, the attorney wrote that the attorney and his client are trying to recast the hotel from perpetrator to victim and said they are leading a successful strategy to discriminate against disabled individuals. They penetrated every capillary of the social body to portray the disabled as an inconsequential throwaway family of unworthy individuals, he wrote. They whispered and sniveled their segregationist views into the ears of the media and the general polity, attorneys general and state legislators, news editors, and lawyers associations. Before being disbarred, the attorney used to file lawsuits on behalf of a group that called themselves advocates for people with disabilities. The group filed what they called drive-by lawsuits, maybe as many as 2,000 in 1 year. And that is where they would go by a place and go, hey, I think I see a violation of something over there. And then they would go in and just pass through so they could say they were there and then file a lawsuit and go, yeah, that place violates the law. Nearly all of the cases focused on disability parking signs and spaces. So despite that group's hardline stance against non-compliant signs and spaces, the TV station ABC 15 went over to the headquarters of the organization and discovered that their own parking lot was in gross violation of ADA standards. So it makes you wonder how sincere the original lawsuits were. I remember seeing a piece on this on 60 Minutes, and they were actually talking about swimming pools and hotels. And under modern standards, if you were to build a hotel today with a swimming pool in it, it's got to be handicap access. And so what people were doing, according to the story, was looking at Google Earth View and simply going and scrolling over satellite imagery to look for hotels that had pools. And then they would zoom in on the pool and see if the pool was legal under the current standards. And if they weren't, they'd file a lawsuit. And the defense that people had raised were, these people were never even in the hotel. They were simply sitting at a desk looking at Google Earth images. And then what often happens in cases like this, or the ones in the story here, is they'd file a lawsuit and make a demand and say, pay us $7,500, or we're going to litigate and we're going to try to get more. And so if you get hit with a lawsuit like that, you go to your attorney or you find an attorney and say, I've been hit with this lawsuit and they've said they'll settle for $7,500 or they'll litigate and ask for more. What should I do? And an attorney will tell you that on principle, you could fight it and you could win. It's going to cost you more than $7,500. And so I suspect that that number, at least in this case, was chosen by somebody because they discovered that was the breaking point. Meaning if you ask for much more than that, people would say, you know, I'd rather spend it on an attorney. But that number or less, because they asked for $7,500, you might be able to get them to go away for five. And there are a lot of legal situations I've heard of where they do that. They pick a number that's a lot, but not quite as much as the amount of money that you may have to spend to defend yourself. So what's weird about this case is the guy had filed so many lawsuits in so many places that more than one court has told him to stop, and he's been disbarred. He's lost his law license. So he can't represent others, so now he just claims he represents himself, and he says he's the victim of all these cases. And after doing that, now a court has told him to stop doing that as well. It's a crazy, crazy situation to be in. The idea of an attorney who's not allowed to practice law or represent others is kind of a conundrum. But again, Sean sent it to me. ABC 15 in Arizona ran it. It's a great piece. Disbarred serial sewer. Blocked from filing new cases. And Dave Biskobing wrote it. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. If I'm not, I apologize. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law.
Snap out of